This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Brea. I was like, what? When J.J. Brea get a player do we go up to number four? A serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am your host, Rocky. Join me today. Oh, I forgot. Let me start that over one more time. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I am and I don't say my name, my people do. Alright, joining me today, as always, every week. They missed him on Thursday this week, but he is here this week. Joining me also in the studio is, let me turn my people down for a minute. It is B3. Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go CSB.com. Get in here. Get your opinions out there, man. It is needed out here in today's world.
Absolutely.
We need as many opinions as we can get.
And don't forget to call us. And also, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
Look at that. Look at that. Good. Pun, bam, you. Bam.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
And before we get in, Father, make sure also if you want to come in, if you have a business, you want to be on the show, let us know. You can come in. You can bring your stuff in. You can talk about whatever your business is and see, you know, hey, we're always looking for sponsors.
We're always looking to support local businesses,
absolutely.
Too.
Join us today. Also in the studio, he's been a while. He's been kind of hiding away because, you know, he lost another bet on NHL. So, you know, he's been hiding away from that. What? Oh, I had to throw that out there, man. Sorry. I'm trying to find perfect music for you today.
You know what it is.
It's been a while. Guardians of the Galaxy? I can't stop this feeling. Come on, man. You love this song.
Come on. Star-Lord, man.
Exactly. I give you some Star-Lord music.
Name is Peter Quill.
That's right.
Star-Lord, man.
You love this stuff, man. It is the real Scott Ely.
What it is, ladies and germs?
What's up, sir? How are you?
Oh, man. It's been a while since I've been in studio.
I know. Everybody's been asking about you, man.
Oh, all the ladies? I know. Well,
no.
When the heartthrob leaves.
Oh, gosh.
That's what you should have used with HBK.
I was looking for that, actually. That I'll have it for you next segment if you're here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got him in the studio. He's going to be here for a little bit. And we got Smoochies on the way in. So we'll have a full house, somewhat full house, on Monday. Too Legit will not be here tonight, but he will be here Wednesday night for Wrestling of Attitude, which is another show that we do as well, so you can check us out there. First and foremost, before we get into the show real fast, a couple of things I wanted to address. Thoughts and prayers with those in Charlottesville that were affected with this act. I'll call it cowardice. I don't know what else to call it. Thoughts and prayers to everybody there. I saw that certain KKK and certain other groups were there, and I just ignore it because it's not even worth talking about usually. But thoughts and prayers with those affected.
City of Charlottesville, what the hell did you think was going to happen when you decided to allow the KKK rally or the white supremacist, a white nationalist rally in your city? You didn't think it was going to be nonviolent? What in the crap, man? I don't understand. I don't understand.
And I don't know everybody's story afterwards. You know, I thought everybody should come together, and I saw a lot of hate going to one side, and I'm talking about to the conservative side. It's not about conservative, Democrat, black, white, green, whatever. It's about hate, and that's what it should be about. I'm a conservative, and I don't hate. I don't.
It's ridiculous, man. It is ridiculous.
So, but thoughts and prayers to those people, man, because didn't a police officer get killed, right?
I don't know about that. I know a girl ran her car into the crowd, and she killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, she killed one. I heard one died. I didn't know that there was more than one that died. I saw the girl ran the car into it, but I thought a police officer died, too.
I mean, how freaking ridiculous is this? I don't like you because you're a different color from me, or I don't like you because you like the same sex and I like the opposite sex. What in the crap, man?
Yeah.
What in the crap? Let's find something else.
Y'all got
too much damn time.
The
on
way
your hands.
To express your opinion is not by killing somebody else. Right? It's not. You peaceful protest, sure, but this stuff just getting crazy. Then the next thing, thoughts and prayers, Ric Flair. He's in the hospital. Nature Boy Ric Flair is in the hospital right now in intensive care in Charlotte. Thoughts and prayers out to him. Hopefully he recovers.
I thought he was in the hospital outside his home in Atlanta.
Oh, it was in Atlanta?
They just induced a coma, put Ric Flair in a coma to perform surgery. So hopefully Nate pulls through, man. We want to see Nate around for another 10, 15 years, if at all possible.
Absolutely.
Jet flying, limousine riding, kiss-stealing man himself.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We need to have Rick, you know, it sounds so funny he's in Atlanta. It's just, you know, Charlotte is Ric Flair.
But when he was with WCW in the WA, you know, Turner Sports, and they're based out of Atlanta. So right. You got to live where you work.
I get it. Anyway, I hope he gets back from it and everything. And but thoughts and prayers with him and his family, Charlotte, and everybody else that's there. Let's get into top fives this week. A certain somebody in this room couldn't wait to be here for this number five, this top five this week.
Right? I flew in my private jet just to get here.
Who flew you in? Was it David Pearson?
No.
Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt.
No. Jeff Jimmy. Gordon.
Jeff Gordon flew in?
Yeah. I know people. I know people that know people.
You know people that know people.
I know people that know people that know people that have planes.
Awesome, man.
I flew in on my model plane riding the passenger seat of my troop dog. That's how I got here.
Is that how you got here?
Up 77. And Smoochie just walked in the building. What's up, Smoochie?
What's going on, everybody?
What's up? Smoochie is in the building. Of course, you know him from every week. He's here with us. Play him a little bit of song intro. He's in the house.
And you know him and Herb Nerd every Friday. Ball's Life. Please check them out. I think I'm making a guest appearance on their show this Friday.
Are you going to make one finally?
Man, yeah.
Man, come on.
Come in for a segment.
Yeah, no, come on in, man. I got a little time. Especially a fly gentleman like yourself that is very, very, very familiar with the sneaker culture that's going on with sports and everywhere else, man. We got some questionable footwear and wardrobes with these athletes.
It's always questionable with these athletes. Dwayne Wade is probably number one on this list right now. Cam Newton running a strong second.
Cam Newton dresses like, you know, one of those church mothers that you see at church. That's head of the usher board and all that stuff. So, man, yeah, thank you. Glad to be here. Shout out to everybody, man, supporting the network and also supporting BSS Carolinas as well, man. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, man.
Keep supporting. Keep watching. Keep listening. Do whatever.
Listen, tweet, tweeting them, following them every week. It's a lot of fun being on their show. I was on it a couple weeks ago, and it was a lot of fun. This week, though, our top five is a couple of different top fives. We'll start with NASCAR. Top five NASCAR drivers of all time. Mr. Scott Ely is here, so I wanted to make sure he got in on this because he is our resident NASCAR expert. Hockey, we're working on. No, I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just
shots fired.
We got to get into the hockey, man.
That's absolutely. Right? You know, a hockey show loses to a real sports show. was that another shot fired?
Another shot.
Shots have been fired.
Let's
start. Hockey a real sport, man? Do people go during the hockey offseason and say, damn, I can't wait for the NHL to come back. I'm missing hockey.
Him and the tortoise do.
You know what? You gotta go to a hockey game.
Oh, I go. I'm a season ticket holder.
Yes.
I've went to one.
It's fun, man.
Being there in person is something different. Watching on TV is – I mean, the playoffs were good now. I can't lie. The playoffs were good. The minutes I did watching the playoffs were really good.
I went there and I was like, okay, I want to see if something else exciting happens besides the fight. And for those guys to be very like agile and mobile, how they are on some skates, and you got to have some skill.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you got to have the grace of a ballerina and the toughness of an NFL player.
Right.
I mean, some of those hits, you're going 20 plus miles an hour into those boards.
I will tell you, I never thought I would be more bored at an event this past weekend than any other event ever. And going to a golf event, all right, is the most boring sport you can go to.
Lots of quiet.
Because you don't know who half the people are. I'm sitting here trying to wait. I'm waiting for Jordan Spieth to tee off. Or no, he's teeing off after, what's his name? John Daly. All right, John Daly is supposed to tee off at 1:30, 1:25, and Jordan Spieth was after. So I'm like, all right, John Daly should get ready to tee off here. And I look up, and you know what John Daly looks like. I mean, everybody in the world knows what John Daly looks like. Jordan Spieth comes walking through. I was like, wait a minute, where'd John Daly go? Because where I was standing, you couldn't see Jordan who was teeing off. So I was waiting on John Daly, and Jordan Spieth walked through, and I didn't get the tee off, the shot.
I'm still trying to understand why you have to be quiet.
Oh, no.
This ain't Happy Gilmore.
At golf, they do not be quiet when they're teeing off. All right, at the tee box, yes. But people throughout, they're yak, and you can't actually pay attention because you got all these people behind you talking.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Now, at the tee box, they demand quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Because the microphones are there. They're picking up everything anyway. But other than that, the crowds are loud. If someone drains an incredible chip shot like it happened on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And you can hear it from like three holes away. And if as a golfer and you hear that roar and you happen to be putting at that time, it's like, oh, what the? Throws you off.
And I love golf. I love golf. But, man, going to it, watching it, oh.
But what a beautiful course
this
weekend.
It was beautiful this weekend.
Beautiful course.
And the weather people that say it was supposed to rain all weekend, shame on you. Because every day I was out there, it was fine.
They get a dummy of the week?
They do get a dummy.
All right. Ready for the top five? We ready for this top five?
Top five NASCAR drivers of all time. Some of us can't wait to get this over with. my fault, dude. I ain't going to bash it. I promise. I ain't going to bash it. You ain't leaving. Come on, man.
You got to lay off NASCAR, man.
All right.
Sport of Kings.
It is a great sport. You watch somebody go four left turns.
Did you not see Watkins Glen last weekend? That was more than four left turns.
No, I know. All right. Who wants to start? Should I start?
You can start.
All right. We'll go around the room. Number five is David Pearson. I got number five.
Okay.
One of the best NASCAR drivers of all time.
Jeff Gordon, the Rainbow Warrior, four-time Winston Cup Series champion, 93 total wins, 81 poles, owns the owner of the 48 car right now. Jeff Gordon helped redefine the sport, one of the most popular drivers in NASCAR history, and he's only number five. Wow.
He got some low ones. I got Tim Richmond, my number five.
I knew you was going to have him up there.
I mean, one of the best all-around drivers ever. If he didn't die at the age of 34, he could have had a couple championships and maybe one or two of these guys on my list wouldn't have had a championship as well, cut into their championship runs.
Tim Richmond is one of the best to ever race if he didn't.
13 wins and 180 starts.
The Magnum TA of
Hollywood Tim Richmond.
Yeah.
They ended up biting him at the end, but, I mean, jeez, one of the most overall talented drivers probably ever.
I'm going to go Jimmy Johnson at number five.
Go ahead. You want to jump on that one?
I didn't even put on my list.
You don't have seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson.
People hate him so much.
And that's why
I have real race car drivers on my list.
Wow. Damn, Jimmy.
Why do people hate him so much? Please let us know, expert of NASCAR.
I don't know. Maybe because it's a new championship. I mean, he's only won his championships in the new system, not having to race full years, like
just winning on points, being consistent in races.
He's a really good driver. I mean, he's a consistent driver, but
I mean, last year when he won, he only led the last 10 laps at Homestead. He had a pitiful car until I think Logano wrecked Carl Edwards.
He's one of those drivers. He doesn't wreck his stuff. He just kind of sits at the back, waits. He doesn't use his stuff up, and he uses it right at the end when he needs to.
I mean, 2 weeks ago at Brickyard, he went 3 ride with Casey Kane and Brad Keselowski. He sure put his car in jeopardy and wrecked it. Ended up wrecking it. He was smoking coming around the turn too, trying to win the race.
And that's why I like Jimmy Johnson. I like Jimmy Johnson because he's hated, man. And I'm more going towards more of the hated guys in sports now.
That's the way to go, man. It's easy to root for the people everybody likes, I guess.
Absolutely.
Number four for me, I got Jimmy. I got 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson, just tied Carl Yarborough this year.
Sorry.
With 83 wins.
Well, even though you skipped me, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was so excited. I was just excited about Jimmy, man.
I got the same person, so, I mean, it's all good. You feel it, man. You know, working at Lowe's and him being the sponsorship, we sponsor him at the time.
I think he's the only guy keeping Lowe's in business.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, you want to be real about this thing.
Oh, no. It's you're
it's bad.
Point. No, you're on point to get ready to do more layoffs. But Jimmy Johnson, I mean, his record speaks for himself. I mean, you know, he's a great driver, unlike other people think. Go ahead. What you got there, hater?
Number four, Mark Martin. Career lasted over 30 years racing in NASCAR. 49 wins in the Xfinity Series, as they call it now.
Yeah.
One of the most gentleman drivers out there, and consistently in the top 5 or top 10. Into his 50s, he was still doing it.
That's like my man Boris said, who's 62 and still driving road races for the 33 car.
He don't run full time.
He can't run full time.
He owns big money dealerships now. He can just retire.
Yeah, he does. Him and Mr. Hendrick, right? Way to go.
He owns the real ones like Mercedes and the BMWs, not the Ford, Toyota.
Ford and Chevy ain't real dealerships.
Nah, come on, man. They count, too.
All right, what you got there, Smooch?
Man, I'm going to go with David Pearson, number four. Go with him, man. He's done a lot. One of probably the most consistent NASCAR drivers out there. And you know, that's my number four.
That's a great one. I had him back a couple.
He wasn't even on my list.
David Pearson?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
That's interesting. All right. Number three, people might hate me when I say this. Darrell Earnhardt Sr.
At three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because the two ahead of him.
I hate him, and I had him higher.
No, and there's a lot of people should have number
please,
one.
Please pre-tell. Why?
Well, I will tell you when I get to the other two.
Okay.
But he is definitely one of the top. And people in Kannapolis already hate me, I'm sure. I'm already going to
Most people in Kannapolis hate him anyway.
What, Singer?
Yeah.
Really?
He owed more money than Hendrick to most of the businesses that he loaned from.
That's very true.
So wow. If you didn't love him, you hated him.
All right. Who you got number three there? Big shot. B3X.
I'm going way off the grid here. Kyle Busch.
Whoa.
Kyle Busch. 89 already? Total wins. The man blew out his ACL 2 years ago. Missed like 11, 12 races in a row. Came back. Won the damn championship. Like, Kyle don't like nobody.
He's out there to drive, and he's putting young drivers in cars all the time, man, just growing the business. One of the most hated drivers, probably the most hated driver of all time right now. I don't know who gets more hate than Kyle Busch besides Jimmy Johnson from Scott Ely over here. But I love Kyle Busch, man. I just like his – I like his style. I love his swagger. I think he's going to be around another 10, 15 years, too, if the sponsors hold up.
My number three.
Yeah.
It killed me to put him this low. But Tony Stewart.
Smoke.
I love Tony Stewart, too.
Two-time champ, one-time IRL champ. I mean, let's just say 49 wins, 11, like, Xfinity wins. He only started, like, 80 races. I mean –
He changed the game for NASCAR drivers, too, man. Went from racing for someone to owning?
Won it the old point system style and the new point system style with his new team. I mean, can't say much about him. He's one of the best and still racing dirt tracks.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
My number three, I got Jeff Gordon, man, for the fact that the way he kind of made NASCAR – more popular. You went out there and commercialized it a little bit, really opened up a lot of minds to it, you know, made it more, I guess, can you say global, made it more global to a point. You know, remember him from the Pepsi commercials. And
like Jeff Gordon drinks Pepsi. Pepsi is cool, man.
You know, skits on Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. So, I'm going with Jeff Gordon.
That is a good one. For me, I got the King, Richard Petty's number two. Yes, wait till you see number one.
I have him at two.
Also. You got him
at two? I got him at two as well.
You got him? Wow, everybody's got him at two.
I mean, he had 10 wins in a row, but the 10 wins in a row that season, and he had like 27 wins that year. He went and bought a damn stock car. A car off the lot, and they just improved it that way.
He's got 200 wins, 7 titles.
But he changed the game. Like he was Mr. NASCAR. The sport got popular because of him.
199. I don't count the 200th win. But still, one of the best. Yeah, I mean, revolutionized the sport. The King. Still alive and kicking.
The 43 car is iconic. Even little kids recognize the 43 car.
Even right now. But, I mean, only reason I have it, too, is because lack of competition in the 60s. I mean,
and he drove a stock car he bought off the lot against guys who were putting cars together.
But he was one of the first to bring big money into NASCAR.
Yes,
he was.
He always
had the best of what, I mean, even back then it wasn't much, but the best of the stuff. And, but, I mean, still 199 wins, sorry.
Mr. 199.
I had to correct myself there.
You know, he made like $150,000 that year in the 60s.
Wow.
$150,000.
But you had a hustle back then. You had to run everywhere.
Yeah. That kind of money, that was probably like $10 million.
It wasn't 30-something races back then. It was a lot more than that.
But they would also do the other race.
Yeah, local stuff. They'd hit tracks on the way going, too.
Right.
That's crazy. I mean, because you said they can't even do half of that now. NASCAR is limited what they can drive.
Well, yeah, and
well,
plus,
team,
you know,
owners
and owners
suck.
Have so much money into drivers.
These drivers, yeah,
they don't want them getting hurt.
What you got, number two?
My number two is the same thing, Richard Petty.
Right,
you know, one of the best who's ever did it, brought it to the forefront. So yeah, it's pioneer, man.
All right, my number one is a NASCAR Hall of Famer. He's 3-time Cup winner, Cale Yarborough, 76, 77, 78. He's at 83 wins, tied with Jimmy Johnson right now, who's getting ready to break it. He's my all-time favorite driver.
That's Jimmy's hero right there, too, Cale Yarborough.
Cale Yarborough, you know, was always the guy. Like, just the heart. I think the Hardy's car just had me because it had food on the car. And then, dude, I'm like, hey.
I'm about that
I'm
food.
Good. I'm about that food. I'm good.
Shout out to Hardy's, man.
Absolutely. Which can't be a sponsor.
Hardy's car, Jimmy, just call us up. That's number one. Danica Patrick. No, I'm playing.
Really?
I was going to tell you. Get
I am. Yeah. You know I'm playing. The girl ain't even had a top five finish in her NASCAR career. It's the Intimidator. Who else could it be but the Intimidator? You saw that three on the track. You knew he was coming. He didn't care about friends. All he cared about was beating your ass on the track, man. Until his last race where he died on the track. That man was unbelievable. His son ain't been nowhere close 9 wins in 10 years. Thank you for Kevin Harvick for reminding us that. But the Intimidator, number one. Definitely.
I agree.
That's a good one.
I mean, won those championships during a tough time in racing. I mean, you had a lot of big guns out there. DW, you had Rusty Wallace, Bill Elliott. Yeah. I mean, you had Jeff Gordon coming in later in his mm-hmm. career. I mean, I give it to him. That's the only reason why I put him at number one. He won those seven during a tough time.
You had Kawicki. I mean, you had a bunch of
and he other helped, really good. He guys. Helped elevate the sport to the
he would have only had six if Ernie Irvin didn't almost die at Michigan in '94.
Mm-hmm.
Irvin was leading the points.
And because of we hate that he died because of that crash, but it helped revolutionize the safety for these cars,
yeah.
keeping drivers safe now.
Well, I mean, think about it. You want anybody to change sport, your star dies. I mean, it's going to change it.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if Michael Jordan died on the court. I mean,
Look at that.
Man, I got Dale Earnhardt, number one, man. He probably one of the toughest competitors in sports, period. I mean, when we think of sports and we talk about competitive nature, we talk about great athletes all around. Dale Earnhardt is easily, in my book, probably one of the top 10 most competitive athletes you've ever seen compete mm-hmm. in any sport.
Oh, yeah.
And I
remember being at Charlotte, and he got finished racing and fought Bill Elliott in the winner's circle.
He is always aggressive on the track. He would wreck the car several times in a race, go to the pit, bang it out, put some tires on it. If the motor still can crank, I'm getting back out there.
I didn't mean to wreck him. I just meant to rattle his cage.
That's it. These nice guy drivers nowadays making the sport soft. Come on, young kids. We need y'all to have some fire in your bellies.
Yeah, especially with the way sports is.
Yep.
Everybody wants to be friends. The NBA, right. All the AAU team members playing together.
Golf. Gosh. What are you doing in golf? Come on, man.
Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth all renting rooms together. We going to stay in the same house. We don't need no chicks.
Yeah, see, stuff like that, man.
This friendly stuff. What about the spirit of competition?
Man, we need some hatred out here.
That's where we need the hate at in sports. Competitors against competitors. Let's get these rivalries back, man.
Absolutely.
All this nice guy crap makes me sick.
You know, we forgot to mention Cole Trickle.
Who the hell is Cole Trickle?
Really? Days of Thunder.
He won like two races.
Yeah. Cole Trickle is amazing, man.
I didn't want to stay on the outside.
You can hold it.
Rubbing his racing.
You got to add Ricky Bobby. Damn, Ricky Bobby was unbelievable before he caught fire.
Shake him, baby.
I'm on fire.
Stroke Race is one of the best.
Stroke Race. Oh, yeah. Cannonball. Does that count? No.
Stroke Race.
Stroke Race.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. No, I remember.
Hey, Lugs, how's my hair?
Anyway, that's the top five for
NASCAR. Lightning McQueen. Don't forget Lightning McQueen.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Hudson Hornet.
What is wrong with you? Hudson Hornet. Oh, God.
The Hudson Hornet. He won like seven Piston Cups.
Even though Paul Newman was actually a pretty good racer in his day, too.
He was, actually. Paul Newman was pretty good. Next week, it'll be Indy car driver. No. I don't think we can do Indy next. We'll do F1.
Should have done F1 drivers.
I know you have been over that one. We'll do F1.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that is definitely a tough one. Moving on to the next top five real fast. Top five SEC players of all time. Southeastern Conference players of all time. I can start. Number five for me is the greatest Manning to ever come out, RT Manning.
Yeah,
Archie
had a really good career down to Ole Miss. Definitely.
I got to go number five for Archie.
I'm going to go Peyton. Peyton Manning from Tennessee. Graduated in 3 years, stayed all four to play. Has a street named after him up there by the stadium in Tennessee. Couldn't beat Florida. Could never beat Florida.
He couldn't win anything, though.
Couldn't win the Heisman Trophy, but
he didn't win the Heisman Trophy, didn't win a big game.
Well, Florida had all the talent at that time. Florida was really good at the time when Manning was playing at Tennessee. Florida won like three or four national championships in like 7 years during that time. The Florida Gators were awesome.
Well, sure.
Let's go Peyton.
And it's Peyton Manning, right?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Tim Tebow from Florida. Heisman Trophy winner. Two-star athlete. Well, he hasn't found a sport yet, but in college football, he's pretty good.
He is looking pretty good for those St. Lucie Mets, which, by the way, I cannot wait to see him as a New York Met. What?
I will disown the team.
Why? Dude, he's doing great things.
It's single A ball.
He's doing good for single A. He leads them homers.
No.
All right. Who you got, Smoochie?
Carolina, I'm going to do you a favor. My number five is Cam Newton.
Ooh.
Especially his.
Did he pay you to say that?
Who, Cam? I've been really Cam friendly for the past couple of days. He's Panther friendly.
He slid you a lifetime supply of Oikos. Protein snack.
I wish. But now Cam in the SEC, definitely brought Auburn back to some type of relevancy in SEC football, especially, his story for being a backup quarterback to Tebow, junior college, to do what he did at Auburn throughout the debacle and win the national championship. Yeah. I think they beat Oregon? I know they beat Alabama.
They beat Oregon. Chip Kelly, Oregon, 19-17 or something. Yes. It was one of the ugliest national championship games.
But for him to overcome that high-powered Oregon team to, he gets the number five spot for me.
He gets a little love.
Number four for me is Alabama's greatest quarterback, Joe Namath.
I thought you were about to say A.J. McCarron.
That would have been Catherine Webb. Was the best quarterback there. But Joe Namath, man, he was great at Alabama.
And excuse my SEC knowledge. It doesn't go back about like 15, 20 years. So I might have to stay in that realm. Number four for me is Julio Jones. That man was so good. He got Greg McElroy drafted in the NFL. And McElroy was terrible. Julio was unbelievable. You could throw Julio a one-yard pass. He would break seven tackles, get up the sideline, blazing speed. He was bigger than everybody on the offense and the defense. Man amongst boys when he was playing.
He's doing the same thing with Matt Ryan right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking much.
Helping Matt Ryan look good until the Super Bowl.
And we know he needs help. All the help he can get.
Until you get a playoff game where he chokes.
Or until you get up by 25 points and then act like you can't play football anymore.
The new Tony Romo.
Who, Matt Ryan?
Yep.
Was Tony ever up 25 in the Super Bowl?
Dude.
Choke in the Super Bowl if you never get there.
Hey, I'm just saying, we talked about it on the show this past week. And Matt Ryan and Tony Romo has better stats in less years than Matt Ryan. And no one ever talks about Matt Ryan, how he chokes in the playoff games. And he does.
And you're not going to even talk about how he has more talent and his, over his, what, nine-year career?
Who, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he's had more talent. Defensively, I think he's had more talent.
More talent and an easier schedule year in and year out for him to underachieve year in and year out.
Absolutely. Who's number four? Namath.
Going to go Mean Kevin Green. From Auburn.
That's right.
Walk-on Auburn. Defensive player of the year, 1984. 11 sacks, 69 tackles. As a walk-on.
Wow.
That's dope.
Kevin Green. And go on to...
One of the greatest wrestlers, too, of all time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's Wahoo McDaniel.
He was buried in Karl Malone.
Or Dennis Rodman.
Everybody was better than Carl. If you put me in the ring right now,
Jay Leno wasn't better.
Yeah, we're going to power
slam. Well, who you got, Smoot?
I got Peyton Manning at number four. I'm not really a big Peyton Manning fan, but statistically, he's done great things in college. So, in the SEC, in a time where it was probably one of the toughest conferences in college football against those great Florida teams. Yeah, I give Peyton the number four nod.
All right. Well, I'm going for a winning quarterback. I'm going Tim Tebow. Just to be as good as he was in college.
Yeah, Tebow. Yeah.
Tebow was a monster in college, and he literally played with a monster in Aaron Hernandez.
They were surrounded by more. That team was pretty good.
They did. They did.
I mean,
two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, was in the Heisman Finals every year. It seemed like he's in college. One of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time.
And can't throw.
And can't throw. But in college, he was all that because he was so big, he could run. And running is everything in college.
But he can hit a long ball.
He can get hold of one. He can crush it.
What, two?
He's got five.
Oh, my God.
He has quadrupled.
And a game winner.
The season's almost over, and he's got five home runs.
He a game winner, too.
He's going to be with the Mets next month.
He should be.
They're going to sell some tickets. Now.
So, if he is, who's my new team?
LA Dodgers. We have bandwagon applications. All right. Tebow is my number three, man. Just one of the best college quarterbacks ever.
I got Danny Werfel.
Oh, God.
Same university. Danny Werfel, Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, two-time Davy O'Brien winner.
Do you drug test on
look,
the show?
Look at the accolades for Danny Werfel.
Danny Werfel?
At Florida when he was there with the run and gun, and they were putting up points like it was going out of style. Now, Danny he sucked Werfel. In the pros, but in college football with the SEC?
I always think Shane Matthews was burying him.
No. Danny Werfel, man.
Danny Werfel.
Danny Werfel.
You know, Danny Awful.
The bad part about it is I was going to go Werfel, but I'm going Tim Tebow for number three just because, like, fuck, I hated Werfel.
I did too.
It's just not his degree to his degree. It's not his fault. It's just
Danny Werfel.
It's just Danny Werfel, man. You just look at that name on the application, and you're like, ugh.
I mean, the recognition he got while he was in college at Florida, he was unbelievable, man. He was the key to that run and gun show. He made Steve Spurrier look like a genius a couple seasons.
That's true.
Yeah.
Number two, once I say these names, that Danny Werfel is going to be awful. Number two for me, Bo Jackson. I'm sorry.
Number
dude.
Two?
Yeah. Number one is only – there's only one person better than Bo, I think. But Bo Jackson – yeah, Auburn.
I know me and you got the same number two and one.
Yeah, probably. But Bo Jackson, man, I'm telling you, there's nobody like Bo that ran the ball except one other guy. Who you got?
I got Tim Tebow at number two.
All that Tebow hating.
The Florida love, I guess?
Has
Steve Spurrier paid you to
– Well, he was with Urban Meyer at this point. But you can't deny what these guys did in college in the SEC. We're talking about the SEC. And when Florida was good, it was Danny Werfel in the 90s, and it was Tim Tebow, one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time, winning back-to-back national championships, one of the most passionate halftime speeches ever. They still play that speech. Shoot, I bet you there's college programs, high school football programs now. You need a pep talk. Throw that Tebow speech on.
Oh, no.
Get us going. Let's go, Tebow. Let's go.
Tebow is one of the best talkers, best people you will ever meet, hear about anything in the world. I mean, I've heard him speak. He's great. What you got, number two?
Peyton Manning. What?
Nothing. All this hate for the Manning, then you go Peyton Manning, number two.
I mean, come on. One of the best college quarterbacks to come out of the SEC.
You mean Peyton?
I said Peyton.
He can't see.
Yeah, but at Tennessee, he was throwing up ridiculous numbers, almost 4,000 yards a year.
He's a great actor now.
In college? I mean, ridiculous for that time.
He was good.
For that time frame.
His stats are unbelievable. Just the no national championship, no Heisman Trophy by that name. You know,
pretty much like his career.
Just think, T. Martin was a better quarterback at Tennessee than he was.
Well, T. Martin lucked up.
But you can't say he's not better than Peyton at Tennessee. I think T. Martin owns more of the stats than he does.
Yeah, he had one season. T. Martin was unbelievable. Got himself drafted for this.
Got him a college championship, unlike Peyton.
Sure did.
All right. You're going with T. Martin.
All right. Well, my number two is, of course, Bo Jackson, man. Probably one of the most dominant running backs in college football history, period. And there was only one person in the SEC that could do it better than him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going Bo Jackson, man. Can't go wrong with that one.
All right, well, I'll share your number one. Heath Shuler. He sure. He sure had him a little run at Tennessee. Got drafted high.
That was a joke, man. He what? Did pick.
Y'all mad at Heath Shula?
Reggie White.
You mad at Heath Shula?
Reggie White.
Tennessee. Nah, no. Man.
I'm trying to think another no one that could. No, in all seriousness, man, it's Herschel Walker. I mean, that guy in Georgia was unbelievable.
Yeah, Herschel was.
Bo Jackson was great, but Herschel, man. Whew. I mean, you go back and watch some of his tapes, and it's just insane, his runs that he made. That's the reason he got drafted. He went USFL, and Dallas traded like 20 picks for him. I mean, to trade him away.
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
I went Bo Knows. Bo Knows, number one player in SEC history.
Well, you went somebody actually older than 10 years ago.
Well, I mean,
Danny Warford.
When I was a young kid, I knew nothing about sports, but we knew about Bo Jackson. Bo with the little pictures of the Raiders outfit on one side and the Kansas City Royal outfit on the other side. I had the cool Nikes, had all the commercials. Yep. Bo freaking Jackson.
You know what's a shame? Nobody knows about Herschel Walker except for the Dallas trade. That's the only reason people know about Herschel. They don't really know how great he was in college.
No, man.
Because they think, oh, he's that guy that traded Dallas that got him 3 Super Bowls.
That's all we know. That's all we care about.
But Herschel was as good as Bo.
Yeah.
But Bo knows Heisman, and yeah. Bo knows 2-time All-American.
Yeah. Well, he played 2 sports, too. So, yeah, that helped. Who you got number one?
That was it? But Bo Jackson, I mean.
So, we all – y'all have Bo, we have Herschel.
Yeah, Herschel. If I wanted to be Dallas Cowboy bias, I would say Emmitt.
Florida Gators. Oh,
man, he was so good. He was great at Florida.
Yeah, but over Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson, nah.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
No.
And I'm a Cowboys.
I mean, people ask me all the time who's the greatest running back ever played, and I'd say Walter Payton.
Sweetness.
Yes. Even though I love Emmitt, and I put him number 3 behind Barry. I mean, I got to go with Peyton and Barry Sanders and then Emmitt, even though he's got the most yards.
Yeah, I mean, if Barry would have had the same line Emmitt had back in the 90s.
And was on a team that didn't suck.
I mean, you never know that, but I'm just saying. I mean,
they made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they made playoffs twice.
The Lions?
Yeah. They played against the Redskins in the NFC Championship game and lost.
That was the year the Redskins rolled in Super Bowl 26.
Against Buffalo. Against the Bills.
That's when, who was quarterback? Dave Craig?
For
Scott Mitchell, wasn't it?
Oh, for the Lions was Mitchell. For the Redskins, it was Mark Rippon.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had, Ricky Sanders, Gary Clark, Art Monk on that squad.
Timmy Mitchell.
Yeah. They had the running game. The Redskins were really good that year.
Yeah, Timmy Mitchell was he set that record in the Super Bowl for most yards at the time.
True.
All right, well, there goes our top 5 NASCAR and SEC players. Next week, we'll do Pac-12. Big Ten? No, let's do Big Ten next week.
Big Ten.
We'll do Big Ten.
Ohio State, Michigan,
A&F,
Nebraska.
Woo! Yeah.
There's some good players out there.
And if the real Scott Ely's back, we'll even throw in F1. I was going to say F5, but that don't count. All right. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Thank you.